This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but also don't be shy. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Sometimes it's just about the little things. When I have my days off, I always make breakfast for my kids. I like bacon. There is always a doubly thick piece, and a piece that is so thin you could read a newspaper through it. I was driving down south of I-4 on the turnpike. There's mile marker 257. Great. And then nearly right above it is a sign that says exit 255, half mile. Well, one of them has to be completely wrong, because it can't be both 257 and 255, because I think if my math does not fail me, it's 1.5 miles apart. Those little idiosyncrasies drive me nuts. And have a great day, guys.
Welcome to Greg's Twisted World.
I was just thinking, man, I relate.
I've done the math on those things before, and yeah. I mean, I don't let it bother me too much. As long as I can see the exit,
don't worry,
right. I'll be able to accelerate to the point to get ahead of all those trucks in time.
Will. But you're right on the bacon. You're like, how did this happen? It's like, where'd the slicer go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, I get it.
Let's go to Gunther. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I'd like to just give a couple alternatives away from Tesla. I wish I could do a German accent, but there's a couple really good ones. So you can go with BMW, whose symbol is an airplane propeller for when they were making airplane engines for World War II. Or, of course, you could go with Mercedes, which obviously drove around Crazy Mustache Man. My favorite, though, obviously, is Volkswagen. You could go with them. And make sure that you're wearing your Adidas clothes designed by Adolf Deichel, who had three stripes to represent the Third Reich. That would be a good alternative away. And wear his Nostradamus then.
I wonder if that's really true about the three stripes being the Third Reich, because Adidas is a German-based company.
Right.
I wondered about that. I don't know if that's an urban myth or what.
I'll look into that one.
Yeah. Look, by the way, we love all cars. We're car guys.
Yeah.
And we don't
hate electric cars. We just didn't want them forced down our throat by the Biden administration.
That's all.
They make some cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, I was going to talk about tariffs, but these great calls preceding me have sparked a little thing. I want to change my tone there. When I was in high school, we thought Adidas stood for All Day I Dream About Sex, first of all.
Wow.
It was sports, but go ahead.
And
different school.
The woman that called about the signs, there's just too many signs on the road now. And obviously, somebody's got a brother-in-law in the sign business, because there's sign after sign after sign. They're spaced so close together, and it's obviously somebody's making some money on it. And the more signs they put up, the more they sell. Thank you, Bob.
I feel like signs. It seems like everywhere a sign blocking out the scenery. You know?
Yeah. Sounds familiar for some reason.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. Five Man Electrical Band did the original. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Steve. What's bugging you?
Yeah, founding fathers were not Christians. They were deists who believed some creator created it all, then stepped away and couldn't give a darn about being worshipped. Hence, asteroids whizzing through space at Earth. So please, stop with the Jesus nonsense.
Never.
Get your own show, dude.
And I can tell you that George Washington was very devout. I have a book that lists and talks about a lot of his prayer life, his spiritual life. It is very accurate information. That's something that they tried to sell to us. I believe it started maybe in the 30s or 40s. I think might had some commie, you know, things to do with communism.
No doubt.
That they didn't want Americans to be really, you know, faith and believers. What you're trying to push and promote is old news, and it's not true. Please do further research. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, yeah, that Zong guy, he should have just checked the Native American box like Pocahontas. But what's bugging me is I've always wondered for actually multiple decades now what really actually happens behind the scenes in a joint session of Congress. Is that like where crazy Maisie Hirono, the Florida politician, like she shows up with a Cheech and Chong fatty and stuff like that? I really wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
We could see what was going on behind the scenes when, you know, Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House back there trying to tear up the speech. Remember that? But I don't think you're going to see fireworks or theatrics, and it's not officially called a State of the Union address because he hasn't been in office for a full year yet. But we'll get into some of the things that it's believed he is going to cover tonight at 9 o'clock. Good morning, Two Stroke. What's bugging you?
Well, I kind of agree with the previous caller. And, you know, like, there's, like, Hindus, there's Muslims, there's Christians. Let's see, there's Buddhists. Everybody can't be right in the world, okay? Everybody can't be right. There's no possibility for that. Okay? So everybody has their God. Everybody has their prophet. But they all can't be right. Okay? Somebody has to come to some realization that this is madness. Okay?
Why? Why would it be? Why do you mean madness? You're saying everybody's wrong? Or could one group be correct?
Mm-hmm. That's why it's called faith and why everybody has their own.
Yeah.
And people talk about their own, and that's their right.
And, you know, you can look at it where I want a ticket to that, you know, everlasting life, theoretically. But there are many benefits to being a faithful person while you're alive, you know. Doesn't mean you're perfect. Of course not. 728 on the Bob Rose Show, 805. We're going to talk to former Congressman Ted Yoho right here on 97.3 The Sky.